We're learning Mesechus Bava Basra, Daf Pei Dalid Omid Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Pei Dalid Omid Aleph. We learned in the Mishnah that there was different levels, the four Midois B'moichrim, and the last level was a case of Mekach Toys, where they both could be Chayzer. And one of the cases were Yayin V'nimtza Chaymetz, you sold wine, and it turns out it's vinegar. Or you sold vinegar, it turns out it's wine. The halacha is both of them could be Chayzer. So the Gemara, that I bring down a machlokes, Rebbe and the Rabbanon, are Yayin and Chaymetz considered one min or two minim? They both come from grapes. They both were one-time wine. So are they considered one min or two min? So Lema Masdisim, Rebbe, Yivle Rabbanon. Maybe we'll say the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, not the Rabbanon. The Tanya went to the Braisa. Yayin and Chaymetz, so Pashas Braisa is talking about Chuma. And the loch is that by Chuma, you have to take off min al minoy. So it says, Yayin v'chaymetz min echadu. Yayin and chaymetz are both one min. So Rabbanan sheet is, Yayin and chaymetz are one min. If we could take off chuma, if it works, the chuma works from Yayin and chaymetz. Rebbe yayim is shnei minim. It's two different minim, they're not the same min. One is Yayin, one is chaymetz. So it must be, our Mishnah says mekach tayis, it must be two minim. Why? Because in the Mishnah said the Reisha, that if you have yafais, and chitim rois, the halacha is that there, if you sell chitim yafais and you get rois, it's only oina, but it's not considered mekach tayis. Why? Because they're both chitim, just a different level of quality. So if you hold that it's all wine, just different qualities of wine, yayin and chaim, it's all one min, so then it shouldn't be mekach tayis. So it must be our Mishnah's Rebbe. Lema masdisim Rebbe. Maybe our Mishnah's going according to Rebbe. So I want to know. Afilu tamer rabbanon, even if he says the rabbanon, ad kan le pligi rabbanon le the rabbi elul in your meiser v'chuma. The homoklagus rabbi rabbanon is only by meiser and chuma. Ukid the rabbi loy, dom rabbi loy. Menayin le tamer min aral yafa chumas chuma. How do you know if, which means rabbanon holds one min, and therefore by meiser it's chal? Why? Because rabbi loy says, how do you know that if you tamer min aral yafa that it works? It's a good chuma. And you don't say that because there's a lav, there's no chuma. It is chuma. Shenema, how do you know? Because the pasuk says, "Lisisu love chet, barim chemes chel b'imenu." Don't be over a chet when you're taking off chuma. Imein a kadosh, if it doesn't become kadosh, you see this chet lama. What would be the avera? Nothing happened. It didn't become chuma. What's the problem? Mekan l'tarim ra ra'al yafa chuma is chuma. So you see from here that ra'al yafa is chuma, and Rabban holds one min, and therefore it's very negeya to tell us that yayin v'chemes is one min and it's chal. When it comes to Mekhamemkar, even if it's one min, still it will be a Mekhatoyas. The Kuli Alma, Ika the Nichle Bechamro, but the Nichle Bechala. Some people need wine and they don't want vinegar. The Ika, the Nichle Bechala, some people want vinegar, but the Nichle Bechamro don't want wine. So here, even according to Rabbanah, it will be Mekhatoyas. Let's read the Rashbam inside, last Rashbam before the Mishnah. Avalinian Mekach, so that right to look at Yain. This guy wants either to buy wine or vinegar. Even though it's one min, like we find by Chuma and Meiser, it's one min, still loy kani. It's a mekach tayis. Why? It's a whole different time. I can tell me though, Bechit Yafes and Rois say the same thing. So he says no. Because Bechit Rois is the same min, and we do, we said it, that's not a mekach tayis. It's only a they all taste the same. And has the same name, just a different quality. He overcharged him a little bit, underpaid a little bit because it's not such a good quality, but it's the same taste, same name, and therefore it's not a mechatayis. It's a different name, different taste, a whole different metzias. Even want to call one min, but for mechamemka won't help you much because ikad nichle becham, ikad nichle bechal, and that's what mechatayis. Even going to Rabban hold, that's one min. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, brand new Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah is very negay kinyonim. We know that there's two main kinyonim when it comes to metaltlim. There's Meshicha, and then there's Hagbah. Hagbah is the best kinyon possible. It works in every place. Meshicha only works by Meshich into my Rishos, or into a Simta, into a Parava Rishos, a Neutral Rishos. That's called Meshicha. Now, when you buy something, there are really three aspects to it. First of all, you make up a price. Second of all, you measure how much you want. And third of all, you make a kinyan. Now, it's important in the Gemara, really, Daf Pei Vav, is that psika is a ma'akev. You have to know how much you're paying for the item. If you make a mashikha on some item before you know how much you're paying for it, it's not a kinyan. You know why? Because you're scared. The guy's going to say the price is, oh, it's really $100 a pound. And I thought I was paying $2 a pound. Like, you can't be cutting it until you post like a price. Madad, the Mishnah tell you, is not ma'akiv. I take a whole, you know, a whole handful of apples. I have to know if it weighs a pound and a half. I don't really care. I want a pound of apples. So you don't have to measure it first. You picked it up. You were cutting it. This is what I want to be cutting. I don't care how much taka is. You know, I know how much the price is. I know generally how much the price is. I know how much it's $5 a pound. So it's be a pound and a half or a pound, 1.2. I don't really care so much. That's what we avoid in the Mishnah. So I make a paris to chaver. You still paris to your friend. Moshach, you made a mashicha of aloy madad. You didn't weigh it. You didn't measure it. You cutting it. You made a mashicha, you kind of. And the response speaks out, we're talking about Pasach, you made up a price. You didn't make up a price. I'll Peter Gemara later on, we're talking about you made a price. Modad v'loy mashach, if the meicher weighed it for you, and his kalim, and you're not making mashicha yet, loy kona. You're not kona. Because maybe if he measures for you, he's letting you use his kalim, so maybe you, with his kalim, you're kona. Maybe you're kona. So you're not kind. If you're not kind, even though he measured a few in his keli and he's letting you use his keli to measure it, still you're not kind. And what you pick if he wants to be kind right away, sometimes a person wants to make sure he's kind right away. He doesn't want the price to go up. So then the idea is that if you're standing in just violin, be rent the place where it's sitting, the fruit is sitting, and then you're kind. It's king chatzim. Halakeach pishton mechaveroi. If you're buying pishton, then mashicha does not work. Mashicha only works by something that's hard to do hagbah. If you're buying a 30, 40 apples, it's hard to pick it up. So there you can work with mashicha. You schlep the keli. When it comes to pishton is flax. It's very light. So there, halakha is you only kind it with hagbah. That which is the klal. Anytime something is possible with hagbah, they were not masakim mashicha. Halakeach pishton mechaveroi is loikonach yitaltanu makom makom tul. You carry from place to place, which was another way of saying that it's kinyan hagbah. And last line of Mishnah, we don't understand. But for Gemara, moy mechubal karka. If the flax, the pishton is still attached to the ground, v'talash kolshu, you pull out some of it, you kind of will see what the kinyan is. What type of kinyan is pulling something out? We have to wait for the Gemara to explain to us later on in a few blot. Dr. Gemara Vaita. So now we're going to first talk about kinyonim and different ways to make a kinyon. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yecha. Modad, if the meicher measured it, then v'niach agabi simta. And then he poured it out into a simta. A simta is a place which is a neutral place, and it's the way the Rashbam learns, Anishamati, it's like a little Kenisa beletas v'sharabim, a little like a sidewalk coming out of sharabim, and there's a reshus for people to put the chafetzim there. Everyone who stands there has reshus to be there. So here, the meicher was measured the peiris in his own reshus, and he poured it into the simta where you were standing right there. So Rav Yechanan says, according to Rav Asi at least, Rav Asi says, b'shem Rav Yechanan, that menah madav nir gavi simta yekoina. And it's avoyin the Rishonim, most Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ben Yoina, that works within Kinyan Chatzar. Because since the Simta, you're standing here, and it's a place you have Rishos, and I poured out the Paris for you over here, you kind of within Kinyan Chatzar. Like Tosha speaks out, Madad, Masa Madad, Kesha Meicher Meided Airi. Ava Pish Mashicha Sa Meicher Einem Eles, Lekeach, won't help. Because that's Poshit. If a Lekeach pulls something out from the Rishos Ha Meicher into a Simta, That's Mashicha 101. That's Pashto Mashicha. So here, the Hav Mina Kabi that works with the Mashicha, that the Meicher is doing Mashicha for me. It's like my Shliach. So that Tais is not the Pshat. Tais says, Kshemada Meicheri, Abish Mashicha Samoicha Einem Elis Lekeach, Hochashani, Kshemada Meicha Gabi Asimto. Because it works within the Kinyan Chatzah, like the Ritva speaks at Klar and the Rabbeinu Yoina. So Rav Asi says a chiddush v'yam v'yechanan that if you pour out the stuff on the simta, you koina mitin kinyan chatzah. I'm only Rav Zeira, Rav Asi. Rav Zeira didn't like this from Rav Asi. I don't believe you heard that from Rav Yechanan. I don't believe it for a second. Shemalei shama Rebbe ela moedas al chupasai. Maybe you misunderstood, and Rav Yechanan just said that if you pour it into the keli of the lekeach, then it works. Because we know that the kelo shel lekeach koina, it's a type of kinyan chatzah, my keli my koina. If I have Rishus to put it here, and here I have Rishus to put it in the Simta, so then it's kind of. So what you heard, you misunderstood, you misheard. What he meant to say was, if you pour it into the Kalim of the Kayak, it's kind of, but if put on the Karka, you're not kind of. So that's what Rav Zeira told Rasi. So Rasi says back, it sounds like you never learned it in your life. Madad l'seich kupasai memrabai. You think you need Rabbi Yechon to tell us that you put into your kupa your kaina? Everyone knows that. Everyone knows the kaina is a kaina. You need a whole member of Rabbi Yechon on that. Madad v'aniach and take his kupa. It can't be. He means a gavi karka. So we have here machlokes Rav Asi and Rav Zeira. And Shaila was, is Rav Zeira maskim l'maisa? After Rav Asi said, I don't need Rabbi Yechon for that. So is Rav Zeira maskim to Rav Asi that madad v'aniach gavi karka is kaina or not? Kiblum nei or loy kiblum nei? Is he maskim or not? So let's try to bring a riot to that. Toshma, Dom Rabbi Yana, Omo Rebbe. Rabbi Yana is the same Rebbe. Now, the Rabbi Yana is the Rebbe of Rabbi Yechanan. So, whatever Rabbi Yana says, we're going to assume that's what Rabbi Yechanan says also. Toshma, Dom Rabbi Yana, Omo Rebbe, Chotzah Hashutvim. If you have a Chotzah Hashutvim, the halacha is that koinim mekach zemizeh. You koinim mekach from each other. Now, how you do that? My love, can you Chotzah, assuming? My love, Gabi Karka. And we're comparing Chotzah Hashutvim to Asimto. So you see, even beside your kupa, just on the ground, the koina. So it's a raya, there are like the Rav Asi's version of Rav Yechanan, they're pouring it on the karka, as long as it's a chatzah shel shneim, it works. So I said, no, that wasn't the memory. The seich kupasai. My man, Rav Yechanan just said, into the kupa. Hachanam mistavra, and that can make sense like that. Don't Rav Yaakov, Rav Yechanan. Modad v'niach gavi simto loy kono. We have a first Rav Yechanan says, that you're not going to pour it onto the simto. So Kashin Adadi, we have the first memra, it says Mother Nilch Gavisim to Kaina. And here it says Mother Nilch Gavisim to Loikana. So it's a stira. Allah Shvamino, Kam Maidil Sechupasai, Kam Maidil Gavikarka Shvamino. So what we're coming out over here is that Taka Rab Zera Loikiblomine. And that the loch is, if you pour on the ground, you're not Kaina. You have to put it into the skupa. And Taka is much like that because we have a Riyakav Shem Riyakav Furish, that Modad Vanilch Gavisim to Loikana. So Taka makes sense that there's a difference if it went into the kupa or went into the ground.
Why
would we care that they're shutvim? Because then neither one has the chatzah for themselves. It's like a simta. Not, oh no, so what's the chiddush? The same kash you have before, like a memrabai, as he's saying, like memrabai. Like,
not forget memrabai.
No, the chiddush is that makpet for you to put the kupa here. Your kupa doesn't work in Rosh Hashanah, we'll see soon. Kupa doesn't work in places where you don't have Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is a big shah, kupa works. Why? Because you don't have Rosh Hashanah to put it here. So it's not your shush. The kupa has to be sitting in your shush also, or you have a shush to be here. That's the chiddush. That shush and samta is cool enough your shush that the kupa is sitting here that it works. Which is really what you're asking is really what it said before that mazik was a memra by you need a memra. That's what you're asking. No, same thing. Chashutim, same thing. Same thing like a samta. Same thing. Memra, yeah. Chayes pasul, yeah. Ve'echanami, it's not such a big chiddush taka. Taka not such a big chiddush, but we're saying that's what they're saying. But mazik and vanilla gavikarka will not work. So that's what coming out that Rav Zeira was not makabel from Rav Asi. Toshima, for this Toshima, we're going to try not a kasha on Rav Asi. A kasha on Rav Asi who says that modah v'niach gavikarka works. Toshima, we learned modad v'loy mashach. This is our Mishnah where it says that you measured the moicher measured the peiros, but he didn't. But the lekeach did not make a mashicha v'loy mashach. Lok is loykana my lab. All we're talking about, they gave it to him. He poured it out into a simta. So what do you see? You see clearly that it doesn't work. It's a kasha or Rav Asi. So my lord, Shirabim. This story was taking place in Shirabim where the moich was mother and they poured it out to him in Shirabim. And Rosh Shirabim definitely does not work with King Yechatzim. So afraid to Gemara, we're talking about Shirabim. Yochem Eresha. The first part of the Mishnah says, Mashach v'im Mashiach v'loy madad, Yekaina, even in the Medida, Yekaina. Now we know Mashiach of Shirab Mikanyam. If you make a Mashiach in Shirab, I pull something from the Rishus of the Meicher into Shirabim, you're not Koina. How do we know that? Vabai Varava, we had this a few times already. The Amr Tavayu, Mesira Koina B'Shirabim. Mesira works with Shirabim. I give over the leash of an animal, a string. The Deir Alokha is a Koina. Mesira only works with certain animals, only big animals. So Mesira Koina B'Shirabim, Chashin Shashnaim. Mashiach only is Koina B'Simta. Either by a simto or a chatzah that belongs to both. So what do you see? That Mashiach is not working with Shirabim. So how can you say the case of Modad v'loy Mashach loy Kana is talking about Shirabim and then if it has the ratio work? It says Mashach works if Shirabim doesn't work. So more answers, no. My Mashach Nami Diktani Mashirabim l'simta. Yeah, you are standing with Shirabim. What he did was, he pulled it from Shirabim into the Simta. That's what he did. He pulled from Shirabim into the Simta. And the second case was, he poured it out into Shirabim. Yochi, Eim HaSeifa, it says, Soiches v'kaymer. The lekech is smart. He soiches the makan. V'ibush is a rabbim. If it's a rabbim, man agar. Who do you rent? Who do you rent it from? You can't rent. You can't lease. This is around anyone. Bishlam of talking about the meiches v'shus, or talking about the simta, or chatzos shneim. So there, it's possible to lease it. Like both Tosfos and Rashbam speak out that look at Tosfos the Masechta E. Aval b'simta motzi agar mebreahu mavui the pesuach lo simta. You could rent it. You could rent it. But now they're saying shirabim how you seiches become on. V'yiv shirabim man agar and v'tigam arachik komar. If it's a Shabbalim, it's a Shabbalim. So it comes out, the race is missing with Shabbalim, and it says, Moshach into your simta, v'loi modad kona. Modad le Moshach, when you pour it out in Shabbalim, loi kona. Moyipikech, if it's a Shukum with Shabbalim, Moyipikech, so it's a Shabbalim, you say it's a Shabbalim. So you could have really said, the whole mission is talking about Shabbalim, and you would have been making a Shabbalim. Moshach, out of Shabbalim into the simta works. If I pour it out, it doesn't work, obviously, because it's by them. We could have said it like that. So Tosfos says, why didn't we say that? Tosfos speaks out, and the Masech Chacham Komar, he says, Kula matzal ukwe b'shus by them, the fire is mashach, is around the simta, el lo yishayach loshem mashach, da ha'vali l'meimah yitziu b'shus by them, which is loshem yitziu, and says loshem mashach, and therefore, it'd rather have said it this way, the beginning is talking about Shurabim, and second part is talking about Rishus by them.